Cut here. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, I have another daily digest coming at you today. Not so much news-related, but I had a couple of topics that I wanted to try and get into. The first one I wanted to cover is a new tool or feature from Meta AI called Imagine Me. Basically, what this tool is going to allow you to do is take a selfie and generate multiple photorealistic images of that user or of yourself using yourself or your selfie as the subject for these various different situations or scenarios. So what you can do is you can take a selfie and you can prompt Meta AI by saying, imagine me, and then some sort of scenario or situation. So imagine me skiing in the Alps, or imagine me wearing a pink tutu, or imagine me with tattoos. So right off the bat, it just sounds like fun and like something that it would be cool to mess around with and waste some time with, which we are known to do. But as you all know, we are marketing navigators, and that's why we're here. We are always looking for the marketing angle and a marketing use case. And I could not help but come up with quite a few given this personalized selfie tool here. We've talked about things like virtual try-ons. Well, you could prompt your users or customers to imagine me or imagine themselves wearing certain outfits or clothes. You could encourage users to imagine themselves in exotic destinations or locations if you're a travel agency. You could ask them to imagine themselves participating in exciting activities like skydiving. So much user-generated content options. You could deploy some product placement, integrating products or services into the UGC or the generated images and allowing users to see themselves interacting with the brand in a fun or creative way. Kind of gets into a little bit of the augmented reality possibilities that we've talked about, just a little less advanced. What if a coffee shop uses the feature to show users just enjoying a virtual cup of coffee? And you can give someone a free punch card or a free coffee if they imagine themselves with that brand in their hand or something. The list really goes on and on. We can use it in social media campaigns. If you're already practicing or employing some influencer marketing in your marketing strategy, this is a perfect, easy way for whatever influence you're working with to scale what they're posting into multiple posts and easily incorporate multiple aspects of your brand story or your products as well into their posts with their selfies. You could utilize this for like an event promotion where users can get discounts or prizes for submitting user-generated content, imagining themselves at the event or imagining themselves doing something creative with your brand or with your products. Like I said, the list is really endless. It's only as long or short as your imagination. I'm going to just keep throwing them out because they keep coming to me. If you're in real estate, if you're in the real estate space, why don't you try something? Or like if you're in the rental property space, you can run campaigns asking users to imagine themselves in one of your homes or using the community amenities for your rental property, given certain incentives or something like that. Just a lot of user-generated content marketing that can be done. Maybe, again, gamify things. Organize some sort of contest or virtual scavenger hunt where users need to generate images of themselves or their other selfies doing certain things or in certain situations. And the person who can do that most effectively or most humorlessly, the person who gets the most content upvoted off these Imagine Me selfies wins a discount or a prize or a promo. Something like that. So again, I'll stop torturing you with use cases now. Just tons of potential applications. Let me know any that you think of that I didn't touch on, any ways that you plan on using or could use this Imagine Me tool or AI-generated user content in your campaigns. I wanted to do a quick demo before I signed off here, but it looks like the Imagine Me feature is not fully available to all users at this point. At least I was not able to generate it. It does send you to your mobile device to use Meta AI on your mobile device. Apparently it needs to be done within Instagram or Messenger. Anyway, I had some issues testing it, but keep an eye out and we will keep an eye out because I definitely see some really quick, fun use cases and I wanted to include it on the show. Let me know if you're able to access it. And if you are, let me know what you're using it for or any cool creative ideas you might have. Okay, on to the second half of our episode today, our faux daily digest, if you will. We are doing a dive into a Bloomberg article from July 24th, listing 10 AI startups to watch, as well as some honorable mentions. And I wanted just to cruise through the list specifically because I noticed some AI companies, many AI companies that we've already talked about in our marketing applications or we've used for our marketing applications. But I also noticed and wanted to mention some that we may not have heard of, or I had not heard of, or we have not talked about on the show. And also any that have particular marketing implications that we haven't covered. So let's go through the list and just highlight a few here. At the top of the list, they have OpenAI. Surprise, surprise. We won't waste any time going into an explanation of what it is OpenAI does. Just check out half the episodes that we have here on the AI Marketing Navigator. OpenAI probably comes up in half of them, if not more. There's Anthropic, the company that's behind Claude. And then third on the list is a new one to me and one that I think could possibly have some marketing applications for sure. And that is a company called Suno, S-U-N-O. And this is an AI music generator. The CEO is Mikey Shulman, and it's located in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Apparently currently valued at $500 million, which is on the low end compared to the rest of these companies on the list in the billions usually. But anyway, essentially what you can do is give Suno a text prompt or a command. The example from the article here is, sing me a reggae ballad about anchovies on pizza. And what Suno will do, the generator will actually create a song that's apparently pretty detailed and complex and sounds surprisingly human. Of course, and predictably, the music industry is not too happy about Suno or tools like it, its competitor Udio, for instance. And I think we'll have to do a couple episodes on both these tools maybe, as well as a few more of these startups, possibly. Apparently in June, many of the world's leading record labels, though, sued both of these companies, alleging that they train their models using copyrighted music and material. Anyway, always keep your head on swivel for these legal gray areas and ambiguity, but if you can write some copyrighted or licensed songs that are custom to your products or customers, I see a lot of potential. So if we can break through that legal murkiness, then I think marketing just will win with these AI music generators for sure. Anyway, moving down the list, we have Perplexity, Mistral, XAI. We have talked about two of those, Perplexity and XAI, but I don't believe we talked about Mistral, M-I-S-T-R-A-L, and it's just a popular open source LLM model alternative. It's developed by a couple of French Google DeepMind and Meta AI alums. And again, I'll link to this article here. It is on Bloomberg behind a paywall, but definitely check it out. Got tons of cool information. Next, the list covers some very technical startups like Scale AI, which does some cleaning of large data sets, Cohere, which is a developer of LLMs that's working particularly with enterprise clients. There's a tool called CoreWeave, which I think sounds very interesting. It's a startup that's offering cloud computing services and GPU chip capabilities to those who can purchase them. And with these AI models having huge, massive computing requirements, that's definitely an intriguing startup and competitive startup idea. Next on the list is a tool we have talked about and definitely has a ton of marketing applications, and that is 11 Labs. Check out the recent episode we did on 11 Labs. It's all about voice generation and voice cloning software. Okay, so that should about do it for today's episode. Again, mashed a couple of things into the episode for you today, but if you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be so super appreciated. It's the most helpful thing you can do for the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.